Doug Kirsch, Gator out today. He'll be back on Monday. It is the Kirsch and Anderson program, back from a long vacation. And let me tell you something, it is always reinvigorating. Take some time off. And definitely had a good time out west. Got a story from that trip, something kind of scary. You know, the Tigers are getting the bulk of the conversation today. A year ago at this time, the Tigers were well out of the wild card chase. Well, felt like they were well out of the wild card chase. They were 6 games back, I believe, 1 year ago today. They were 50-52. They were 6 games behind the Minnesota Twins. Tigers are currently 8 games up on Cleveland. The Twins collapsed down the stretch. Tigers overtook them and basically felt like, I'm sure in Minnesota, the Tigers stole their spot. I mean, they earned it, but they, you know, in Minnesota, you had to be irate with watching their team collapse down the stretch. Is it possible that the Tigers collapse and somebody overtakes them? It is. I don't foresee that happening. Because, as I've said a bunch, we have far more evidence that they're a way better team than they've been playing. In fact, this is so off the charts bad, and there have been so many aspects of their team that have failed. It just feels to me like this is the kind of thing that happens during the baseball season. And the good news about the Tigers is they haven't always hit well. They haven't always pitched well. They haven't always played great defense, but they were still winning. Now, they're one of the reasons why they're losing now and why it's actually more encouraging to me is it's all failing them. It really is. And because of that, you know, they're not going to do this the rest of the way. It's just typically not how it works. So anyway, I'm not panicked, but you know, you don't want to keep taking on water like this. It probably motivates them to be a little bit more aggressive come the trade deadline.
You know, Doug, as hot as they were to start the year, is there any way they can get, as you know, the opposite, as cold as they were hot?
I mean, they could, I suppose, but to be that means going from the best record in baseball for a good portion of the season to the worst record in baseball a good portion of the season. I don't think that's possible, actually.
Yeah, it doesn't seem realistic or possible, but you know, I think a lot of people think they were overachieving the first half of this year too. And do they go back to this is all happening at once. This is recency bias. We're watching it in real time right now. So I think it just, you know, you don't want it to get any worse. Not that it's bad now, but look how they played the last 12, 13 games, you know, or well, you at know, least the result.
You know, and the thing about it is just because you're not the best record, you don't have the best record in baseball, doesn't mean you can't win a World Series, right? I mean, you can still win a World Series. Hell, I think this year's team is probably more equipped to make a postseason run than last year's team. This year's team has a better chance of putting together a longer postseason run than last year's team.
I would agree with that. And listen, the larger sample size is they played great this year. But you ask, you know, I ask, can they be as bad as they were good? They're literally the worst team in baseball last 10 games as far as record's concerned.
Yep.
Which sounds crazy because they were the best team in baseball.
But before the stretch. And you know what? If you go back and you measure sample sizes, I guess that's why I don't think it's possible. I do not think it's possible that they can be the worst team in baseball the rest of the way. Which sounds like that's what you're asking. Now, are they going to be as good as they were? Well, certainly not being as good as they were is possible. But no, I don't think they could recoil all the way back to being the worst team in a game. We'll get back to some Tiger stuff later. So, look, I've talked about some of our vacation and the trip to Montana and the hikes in Glacier National Park and Olympic National Park in Washington and Mount Rainier National Park, hiking around Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. There is a lot that we did. We tracked it. We were over 50 miles in hiking in our entire trip. So one thing that I would recommend, and I will tell you about that I actually armed myself with, is bear spray. So I always say, you know, when you go to these parks, get bear spray. So we got some bear spray. If you have never used bear spray it tells you to make sure that you test the bear spray before you use it. So you're not, if a bear is charging you, you are not asking the bear, hold on for a sec, let me read the directions. So it tells you in the directions, read these and test out the bear spray. Kang, have you ever been in a situation where you needed bear spray?
I didn't know that was a real thing.
Yeah.
I thought we were just joking around the whole time.
No, it comes in a canister. It's got a little safety that you take off, and it recommends that you make sure you know how to remove the canister quickly and pull the trigger on the bear spray. So before we went on our first hike, I'm like, all right, let me make sure I get this done. Walked over to the corner of the parking lot, and just for like a half a second, let the bear spray, pull the trigger, and let it go.
So it's like it's an actual spray, like an aerosol can.
Yes, it's an aerosol can. And what came out was, it wasn't like a straight line, like concentrated out of a hose type of thing.
Was it a flag that said run?
It was not a flag that said run. It was like this plume. This plume of smoke comes out. And it was, you know, it was an like, aerosol.
Like a fog?
Yes.
Okay.
It was like a fog.
So this is like a bear defogger?
I mean, I guess, however you want to describe it. But, you know, I was kind of expecting like a shot, like, you know, straight, like I was going to have to shoot it at the bear. And it just, what came out of the bear spray canister was this plume of smoke.
Like we have a new pope.
Yeah, something like that. And it was orange. It wasn't white. It was orange. So go over to the corner of the parking lot. I pull the trigger. It you know, comes out, and I'm like, okay, that's pretty easy. And I can see why, you know, that it I was more confident after I tried it. And I'm like, okay, I can do this. And I walked back to where our car was. 5 seconds later, my wife started to cough. And then I started to cough. We were 20, 25 feet from where the bear spray, where I pulled the trigger and tested the bear spray. So we're both now coughing in the parking lot. Thankfully, there were no other people there. So I wasn't that a-hole that got everybody coughing and in the parking lot. But it definitely traveled. Then I started to feel like this itch on my face, and I thought I was breaking out. And I had to get water and pour it all over the side of my face. Bear spray is no joke, people.
Did you tear gas yourself?
I got a tear, yeah. It's kind of tear gassing of oneself. Like, I've never been in a tear gas situation. But I was thinking, so a bear, if we see a bear and the bear charges us and I have to stand there and do like a longer spray of this bear spray, the bear is going down. I'm going down. We're both going to be laying on the ground, rolling around. The bear's going to be like, hey man, what'd you do that for? And I'm like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, but the bear would be like, let's never talk about this. And I'm like, me either. Yeah, I got it. Cause I took just a tiny little, pulled the trigger and walked away. And I couldn't imagine if like a full on bear attack, just pulling the trigger down and letting it go. I don't know how I'd get away. Cause we'd be coughing and tearing up like crazy, but I highly recommend, make sure you get your bear spray. The cool thing, well, I mean, we couldn't bring it back. I don't think you can take bear spray on a plane. I wonder if we could pack it in our checked luggage, but we left it out there with my nephew saying, if you ever go hiking, here's your bear spray. But you can rent bear spray where it doesn't cost $50 for a canister. You pay $10 and then you just turn it in when you're done. I carried it everywhere we went. And Monday we went to Olympic National Park in the Washington, like the peninsula across the bay from Seattle. And it was a hike to get there. And we had a great time. And we did for people who missed it earlier, we did the Spruce Railroad Trail, and it was a highlight of the trip for our kids who flew out in Medicine, Seattle, because my son found something on social media called the Devil's Punch Bowl, which was like cliff jumping and jumping off bridges into this deep, crystal clear water. And it was for them. They loved it, and they had a ton of fun with it. But one of the reasons we ended up there, it's Crescent Lake or Lake Crescent or something like that, and it's just gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous, and unbelievable scenery, and they just had the time of their lives doing that. We ended up there because Hurricane Ridge, the big area that everybody goes to where the visitor center is, was closed down. We had no idea why. There were some report of fires. We found out later on the trip that Sunday, a mountain lion attacked a family and pretty severely injured a kid. The dad fought the mountain lion, and the kid was airlifted to a hospital, I believe is going to be okay. But they had shut down that whole area while we were out there, and we didn't know why it was shut down. We found out later it was due to a mountain lion attack. And, you know, I don't know if bear spray works on mountain lions, but I got to tell you, if it works on humans and it works on bears, I bet it works on mountain lions. But I would recommend arming yourself with some sort of bear spray, wild animals out there. Cause we never came across a bear in the wild except one eating on the side of the road, but it can never be too careful. So highly, highly, highly recommend it. And I don't know if anybody's ever come across a wild animal when they're out, you know, trekking in a national park or anything like that, a mountain lion or a bear even. Cause when we were talking to a ranger about various hikes, I kept asking, is there bear activity here? And one of the hikes, she said, yeah, there is. I saw a grizzly the other day. And I said, what'd you do? And she goes, I just kept walking. He minded his own business. I minded mine. I'm like,
see, I'm not minding my own business. I'm leaving. Get me the chopper. You're like, this is not normal.
No, it's
not. I don't
not,
go on
not,
a walk and be like, oh.
It's not for us. It clearly was for her.
Yeah. But that's the reason for me not to go out there. I understand you enjoy, you know, nature, and I do too to an extent, but I'm not going into the lion's den. I'm not going into the grizzly's, you know, front yard. This is bear spray. If I saw a bear, I'd be fumbling around with that canister so much, I'd just toss the canister at him. Hey, you use this. I'm out of here.
Well, I'll tell you this. Like I said, 50 miles of hiking, we never came across anything that was going to attack us. So, you know, it's pretty clear they wouldn't allow it if it were super dangerous, but you're not even taking that risk, huh?
Yeah, nothing says romance like bear spray, Doug. That's how I want to celebrate my wedding anniversary. What happened to Dracar? Just, you know, spray that. Brute or whatever, you know?
Hiking during the day, other stuff at night. 248-539-9797. I don't know if you came across a wild animal in any of your adventures out there. But or if you've had any bear spray, that was my first time of any kind of tear gas or anything, and man.
Sounds like it should come with a mask or something.
I mean, it did. Goggles, right? Goggles, yeah. And a mask. It's strong. There's no doubt about it. 248-539-9797. Hey, we got some line stuff to talk about next hour. We will do so as training camp is underway. Pads go on tomorrow. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. They specialize only in auto and truck accidents. Many law firms don't specialize, but focus on many different areas of the law. You wouldn't go to a doctor who specializes in all sorts of medicine. Why would you do that with your lawyer? Specialization really matters, and that's why if I need an attorney for an auto accident, remember my family does, I'll steer to my guy Steve and his crew over there at Michigan Auto Law, the law firm that puts people over everything. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com.